And on top of our material recession, there is always the bottom of our immaterial values, and romantic poetry can only arise through a sense of mysticism that can only arise through a sense of super poverty. And one may live without a material reward to his passion, but may not live without the possibility to manifest it. And the formal approach may exclude a lot, yet what it includes is so thorough that anything else is suggested. And we shall not whine about our discomforts, but only use them as constraints to our actual comforts. And what may fulfill us is the subtle appreciation of beauty, but never its direct consumption. And it is in a dareful quest that we are most willing to accept and execute the rules to affect our existence. And true genius is only a way out from a most dreadful and mortal state. And as humans are willing to support only what they think is directly useful to themselves, democracy will soon neglect any enterprise of the immaterial. And the society is most liberal for any kind of thinkings but those that are directly referring to herself. And we may criticize a thing and swap to another, yet the latter will always lack a value that the former had. And we are always to give ourselves the preconditions to dictate our existence, yet the existence of true models are necessary for our guidance. And humans are always so obliged to interfere with everything they don't let themselves to interfere with. And our spontaneous communion is first uprooted by mandatory education and later replaced by the social competition. And to maintain our social status, we are not to reveal our intimate cultivation if we have any. And all the greatness that we develop within can pour out and project itself equally outside. And a great effort is required to adjust even the slightest asymmetry of the artificial intervention. And the sense of natural balance reside within us and can only be delivered when we can fully master the mediation. And if our devotion for everyday rituals prevent our expansion, they always allow a return from our abstractions. And what will remain in the end is the meaningfulness of the message we leave communicated. Very few are to take care of those plants which fruits can only be appreciated in a distant future. And society will try to categorize and diminish even those that keep their potential totally open. And from every context, we may nourish from what is most characteristic of it. And we launch ourselves again into unnecessary battles to only retreat and reflect upon our wants until they no longer allow us to fight. and everything could stay calm, but it is in our nature to agitate, particularly when our settlement is guaranteed, and we have to experience something before we can fully value its complete opposite. And humans' natural willing to experience is settled by the classifying knowledge imparted by the social education. The humans attempt to do what they cannot do and leave what they can do undone. And all the formalities that are necessary for an accomplishment demotivate the rise of any spontaneous enterprise. And it's only with great efficiency of multitasking that we can make up our existence out of all the social commissions. And modern heroes becomes those able to escalate society through commercial persuasion. And the very medium we adopt to boost our success will be the very medium to provoke our downfall. And even if we are committed to honest work, society obliges us to boost in order to obtain it. And as we move on with our labor, it is the commercial speculation to deprecate its tools and make it short-lasting. And humans should always find a limit to every new of their mediums before their official application. And we really must disrupt our social excitement to find intervals for a more meditative production. And the polished displayments of our society are only partial selections that have no relevance to the proliferation of our humanity. And at times we must stop to impress all the findings of all our adventuring. And even when it comes to styles, we shall adopt that which naturally comes to us. And the bubble we tend to create around us to overcome the everyday struggle is now provided by society, and we cannot escape it. And the unexpected is what we are left to expect in our totally predictable lives of social members. And it's only by enduring our natural intuition that we are to be compensated with an actual reward. And are we more to panic about our social unemployment or the dissipation of the natural resources caused by our social employment? And our social agenda no longer fit our natural agenda, and we are thus to miss much out of it. And in the midst of our fragmented events, we shall make the most to enjoy any opportunity for natural refreshment. And as we betray something to gain something, our natural expenses suddenly increases. And one should really take any opportunity to seize the moment, as it will never come back just the same. And the natural rhythm is overrun by our anxiety to catch up with the increasing speed of the dictating medium. And if the present shows us how our feelings are wrong, the future will show us how they were right. and the generalized theories taught to us by society are meaningless in the ever-evolving complexity of reality. And the artificial disposition imposed by society no longer takes account of nature and does fail to exist. And efficiency is the key to have time to enjoy unless we are all drawn into the same social pace. And those that have their benefits fully guaranteed will never let them go to those that have no benefits. And we shall remind us the privilege of our situation by experiencing other situations and hopefully make back to the first one. And we must apply multiple perspectives to survive the confinement of our social existence. And while our image may benefit from the social exposure, our substance will totally corrupt. And the dissipation of our energies for our socially mediated survival causes us to relax without making any meanings of our existence. And what is the end of a life that lacks any sort of testimony to be delivered? And once nothing will be any more contradicted, any further advancement will cease. And once the borders get defined, the wilderness within gets very much trimmed.